This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, PD, and it is March 16, a little after 11 o'clock. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we discuss Auckland. We're going to be talking Auckland, the backyard, the best family island in the Bahamas. And Auckland is doing some big things. And they're doing some big things via the Auckland's Trade and Association. Let me get the right name. Auckland's Trade and Development Association. I didn't know Auckland's had their own association where Auckland's Islanders and descendants of Auckland's Islanders come together to do activities that benefits the island. And I said, wait, that's a thing? And I said, apparently there's a thing, and they existed for a while, where they have scores of Auckland's Islander reaching out and joining this group in order to do activities and put their resources together and have events. But I said, okay, come on, because I didn't know you all existed. So I need to know who's the chairman of this thing. I need to know what you all been doing and what is it that you want us Auckland's Islanders to do. Because he was trying to tell me, this is he, yeah, I'm going to tell you who he is, sure. He said, Nuri, you need to understand that the majority of politicians are from Auckland. And I said, no. They come from Nassau. He said, no, you don't understand. When you go through the family trees, you can see that everybody who's who in the Bahamas originate from Auckland, or their father or grandfather was Auckland. I said, hold on. Let me see that. Call some names. Then you start calling some names. I said, oh, yes, that looks like that's everybody. This is people that I need to claim and be a part of. I said, man, come on. We can talk about Auckland for a minute and talk about some big things that you are doing and talk about this association that you say exists. So without further ado, I have BJ Moss, right? You're like the third or fourth because that's a common name, right? BJ, I'll put the mic a little closer so I can hear you. Producer, can you hear?
BJ Moss.
Yes, I got you now. I got you loud and clear. So BJ, what are you in this Auckland's Trade and Development Association? Let's start off with that.
I'm serving my second stint as president.
So you're the president. And good morning to you. Okay. What exactly is the Auckland's Trade and Development Association?
Auckland's Trade and Development Association, Auckland Association, established in 1973. The objective is to bring Auckland's Islanders and descendants together for the stimulation of trade, development, economic activity on the island.
You say economic activity on the island, but everybody know Auckland's island is cheap. Y'all don't spend money. So how you're trying to say that's not true?
Absolutely not true.
You need to ask those women
I know. You drink some of that Kool-Aid. No. You know, and what I tell people is you are confusing cheap and frugal. Auckland's people ain't cheap. If you want to know whether they're cheap, look at how they live. Look at how they live. Look at where they live. Look at what they've invested. No, they ain't cheap. They frugal. They don't waste money.
So I stand corrected. So you're saying that you believe and you're working and you have proven that Auckland's Island are prepared to invest economically on the for and development of the island. And that's what this association is about.
That is what we are about. We are about trying to get our people together. Cecil, I'm going to be real. I'm not going to come here and try to sugarcoat anything. For a while, the association had lost its way.
Because I know I saw it on Facebook and you were active and all of a sudden something happened. It was like a delay.
Well, the association lost its way. It dropped anchor, so to speak, on regattas. And not condemning regard, regard is a good thing, but we became so consumed with it that we neglected all of the other things that we needed to do.
Other things like what?
Trade, development, you know, getting some economic activity going on the island. But we have decided that in this, our 50th year. We are 50 years November.
So from 19,
yes,
coincidentally, with the connection with the talk right in the mic, make sure.
Yeah, look at the dates, that we, look at that document, and you that was incorporated November 27th, 1973.
So you've been in existence from 1973, and 50 years later, you're still here doing things.
Yes, yes, we are, we are. And, you know, there is a misnomer out there that the association hasn't done anything. And I can't co-sign on to that. Have we done all that we could have done? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. But we have done something.
Okay. For those Acklands Islander who are listening, right? Who saying, okay, those frugal set that you spoke of, who spend their money wisely, right? Mm-hmm. And who are listening to you now, I need you to convince them basically on why should they join this association.
Well, we need all hands on deck, because if you have traveled to Acklands in recent times, you know, you would realize that the island right now functions on almost a zero economy.
Okay. It's slow in Acklands.
It's really, really slow. But there are some things that we can do to propel our island forward. When we take a step back and look at the development of New Providence, you have the hand of Acklands all over it. If we are able to do that here, we need to pause and say, hey, look here. What about the land of our ancestry? Let's see if we could replicate that there.
And it sounds like this needs leadership, and that leadership will guide people. Like for me, who was like twice removed from Acklands, right? Acklands Islander by descendants, right? Mm. I have difficulty finding Acklands being a city boy, right? Give me some ideas on what I can do. That I said, okay, I can see it. I can believe in that. And this could be my two cents into this big project of bringing commerce into Acklands.
Here is what we are working on. And Cecil, you will be a welcome addition to the association, because I know your worth. So, and it should not only be me knowing it, the other members will also see it. But we are right now right on the precipice of getting a documentary on the island of Acklands done.
Documentary?
Yes. And the documentary will be twofold. Mm-hmm. One, it will be educational to talk about the island. But secondly, and some may say more importantly, it is to be used as a tool to sell the possibilities that exist in Acklands. Because we're going to take that documentary and we intend to, the Acklands Trade Development Association, that is, intend to visit the Chamber of Commerce in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties. And we're going to sell, you know, let them see this and invite them to come and see. Also, in January of next year, we have scheduled an economic summit that will be held in Acklands. Again, inviting persons to come in. And that is persons of Acklands ancestry or others to come in and just to see the possibility. You know, by way of our conversation, I found out that you are from Binnacle Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, in my capacity at BAIC, Acklands with my chairman, who was invited to open the Cascarilla Fest that they had there, and two other employees from BAIC. Neither of them had ever been to Acklands. And as we traveled south, going around Binnacle Hill area, the O's and the R's couldn't stop. They actually stopped the vehicle, got out, took pictures. Look, I mean, it is the most beautiful place.
And stop the pause, right? What would you say to the criticism that what you are doing is all academic and not physical? Like, you have ideas, but how can you bring these ideas into fruition to help Acklands Islanders? As you know, Acklands slow. You call my ancestral home Binnacle Hill, where there's nobody in this in that settlement at all.
Absolutely
not. And every other year, we see that the settlements, the old settlements are being depopulated. You know, even in Pompey Bay, which was like a large population, families. You know, Delectable Bay has about three families.
Oh.
And if anything happens, those families get deserted, just like Binnacle Hill. So I hear you with your plea to say, okay, we need to do some commerce and activities there. But I don't know how you can bring that into fruition, knowing that Acklands so far, right? Knowing that it needs an injection of monies and infrastructure. Like, how you could make this thing possible?
Okay, again, and, you know, I gave you a document that is the Memorandum of Association of the Acklands Trade and Development Association. You will see laid out in there a very succinct plan by our founding members. But not only did they incorporate us in 1973, in 1974, February of 74, we became registered as a nonprofit. We have not used it. We have not used it. But that is what is in train now, those kinds of things. And you are absolutely correct. It will take an injection of capital in there to cause these things to happen. The way we are going to stop the depopulation of the island is for us to have activity going on there that will keep the people. People aren't going to stay if they can't work to sustain themselves. And so one of our immediate projects right now that the Acklands, that the association is undertaking is to, well, get a greenhouse park going. The greenhouse park is going to be a, it's, you know, just a part of a larger agro park that we want to do. We, the association, intend to, and we are actively pursuing funding, you know, funding. We have spoken with grant writers who are sitting to put write for us to write for the grant to get this done, but as we wait on the grant, we intend to try to find ways and means for us to raise capital so that we can have some skin in the game as well. You know, I am not saying that this is an easy fix, but, you know, there is that old adage that says the journey of 1,000 miles, we got to begin with that first step.
Making steps now. I want to know who I would be associating myself with. Give me some names of this executive board you have.
Okay. We have Mr. Louis DeVoe, better known as LR. He is vice president. We have Mrs. Beryl Ferguson. She is our secretary, and Miss Tiffany Tynes, who is our assistant secretary. Let me go with our treasurer, Miss Tyra Trico. She is the treasurer, assisted by Mr. Stephen Cox. And then we have Mr. Cady Cox, who is our illustrious parliamentarian, sergeant at arms. We have Reverend King Lockwood Delavaux. He is our chaplain. Those are persons. That
yes. And then you come up as the head?
I am the president.
Yes. The president, right? And you call some Acklands names there, what I recognize, surnames that I recognize. And I know that Acklands Islanders tend to live in clans, tend to live in families. And I know that the Hannah Hasty Tynes just recently had a get together to start their reunion process.
Yes,
right? I know that on social media, there's a social media book group called House of Collie.
House of Collie,
where all the Collies come together and talk about their reunion plans and activities and going back and have activities. I want to know, have you reached out to these various families, these various clans, to say, hey, we, the Acklands Trade and Development Association, are planning events. We need your assistance and support. Can you come as a family unit and support our association? Have that happened yet?
Well, we have, to some extent, we have done it. Not the way it should be done, but we have reached out to some of the Acklands diaspora in South Florida.
Okay.
To try to see if we can establish a South Florida arm there.
Mm.
You know, because South Florida is littered with Acklands people.
Mm. And how is the association connected to the Casarina Home Festival? I know that's the biggest event that tends to happen in Acklands every year. Well, like a homecoming. Everybody who's Acklands and descendants tend to gravitate to the island and Crooked Island for that homecoming. And the Casarina, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Casarina actually had its second festival last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year will be the third.
Mm-hmm.
But homecoming, this is our 43rd that we will be hosting in the Emancipation Day weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
But I want to know how does the Acklands Trade and Development Association impacts that?
Well,
and how do you convince those persons who coming to Acklands to do that to be a participant in the trade association?
Acklands Trade and Development Association is actually the organization that is responsible for the homecoming and regatta. So we are responsible for it. And right now, we are actively trying to get persons involved and to try to get persons on the island. As you rightfully said, Acklands is far. And it's going to take a lot of ingenuity to really try to get people to Acklands, because it's not like going to Andros or, you know, one of the islands that's just really Eleuthera, any of those that you could be in a couple of hours. You're talking, it takes a while, you know? So we are diligently, daily working on trying to get persons involved. We have a fair that we are going to be hosting on the 27th of May. At Fort Montague.
Yeah, let's hear more about that. This fair on the 27th of May. Let's hear more about that. And what does that exactly be?
The fair again is an opportunity to try to bring Acklands Islanders together. And in a spirit of camaraderie, you have little comrades try to sell some goods so that you raise some money to offset some of the goals that you have planned for the year. But more importantly, I think it is that camaraderie and to get persons involved in the association. You see, we have, and this is my thinking, is that we have to get Acklands Islanders and descendants to the place where they say, look, you know what? While the government has a responsibility to develop all of the Bahamas, we are going to lead this charge for Acklands. We got to do some things. And until we are able to do that, you know, we have a legacy, Cecil, that is, wow. It will cause you to really just stand in awe when you look at what Acklands Islanders have achieved, what Acklands Islanders have done. At the top of the show, you started to talk about the persons that emanated from Acklands. You didn't call any names.
I plan to call names because I have to guilt trip them to help you. So they should be involved.
Yeah. You know, because I'll tell you, a lot of people are totally unaware that the father of the nation is a descendant of Mason Bay Acklands. His mother, Viola Nebane, is from Mason's Bay. And then the architect of the Bahamianization policy, well, Pompey Bay, Arthur Hanna, former deputy prime minister.
Yeah.
The Acklands has given this country two governors general.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll call some names for you.
Yes.
Let's see. We see Loftus Roker. Loftus Roker is from Acklands, right?
Yes, absolutely.
The son of Dolores Hanna, daughter of Halsema Hanna, daughter of Thomas B. Hanna, and Conrad Crosby Hanna, and go to George Hanna, goes straight to 1783. You have Lyndon Pinnon, like you call, and he gone to whole descendants. We have people like Marvin Deems, right, who's descended from Acklands. People like Kendra Dossett, people like Glennis Hannah Martin, people like Fred Mitchell, people like Charles Carter, people like Arthur Hanna, Bertha Hanna, Audley Hanna, Kyle Hasty from the United States. He's a Democrat politician there, right? You have Michael Barnett, right? Michael Barnett, you know, Michelle Pinglin Sands and Ralph Hanna Sr., Samuel Isaacs, Shannon Hanna Egg-Dora, and that's a parliamentarian in the United States again, in Miami Gardens. You know, Sharon Lockhart Wilson, Miss Sharon Wilson, you know, Tanisha Tynes, William Tynes. I mean, you've had big, highfalutin people from Acklands who should be a part of the association, who should be volunteering their talent and treasure and wealth to say, okay, what do you need? And that's why I say we may have to guilt trip them or to remind them from whence they came.
Absolutely.
In order to have them participate.
If you look at the in 2014, we celebrated Acklands Recognition Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that again in November. And look at the persons we recognized and honored in that. You know, we honored three persons, I think, in each category. We honored persons in politics, in education, in media and entertainment.
You have Wendell Jones, you have Charles Carter, I see the names. Then you have John Lee Ferguson as a police officer, you know, people like Dr. Carolyn Hanna. Yeah. I mean, some big, you know, even King Eric.
Yes. First boxing champion of the world.
First,
Elijah Obed.
Acklands produce great people.
Great people.
So I see it inside this booklet you have here, and you said you had a gala recognition in 2014.
Yes.
So I anticipate that you plan to do something like this again.
Yes, in November.
November this year?
Yeah, this year.
You have chance and time to pull that off this year?
Yes, we will. We are working on it as we speak.
Okay. So let's do some housekeeping. where can we contact the Acklands Trade Association, Development Association people?
Currently, you can reach, I'll give my telephone number. You can reach me at 824-1854 or 427-4056. Or we can reach the Acklands Association, Acklands Trade and Development Association via email at acklandsrecognition1@gmail.com. Sorry, acklandsrecognition1@gmail.com.
Okay. So I still want to talk about the fair thing that you have in May, was it? You
said May? Yes, in May. In May.
And,
yes.
And what can I anticipate when I come there?
Well, you know, what you can anticipate, Cecil, is some good down home cooking. First of all, we're gonna go back. We're gonna go back way back to what was happening on the island of Acklands in 1973, since we're celebrating 50 years. And so you're going to see people doing the things that they did back then. Like, a lot of people listening to me probably would have no idea what it's like to, or what it is to cook on a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the mode of cooking back in the day. They had no stoves, so they cooked outside in the yard.
So when I come to the fair, I can expect you to be cooking outside.
You can see some of that.
Any flour cake?
Oh, we plan to have a flour cake competition.
So, and the reason why I asked that, right, is I met some people recently. McDonald's, they're from Cat Island,
mm-hmm.
right? And they say they have the best flour cake.
Yeah.
And I just found out that Acklands have flour cake also, and I want to know who have the best flour cake.
Well, look here. Look here. That will be an endless argument, right? Because everybody claim that theirs is best. Now, I remembered when my grandmother would come from Acklands to Nassau. We attacked the basket.
Mm.
That she had, because we knew what was in there.
Mm-hmm.
You had Benny cake, you had flour cake, and you know that's what you wanted. You know, flour cake was good.
So when we come to this fair on May 16th, I expect
no, 27th.
May 27th. Thanks for correction. May 27th, we expect to see flour cake and the Benny cake and the coconut cake and whatever.
I hope we have the Benny cake and the coconut cake. For certain, we got flour cake.
Okay.
You know, because one of the things we are attempting to do is to have a competition between the settlements who will have bragging rights on making flour cake.
And how are you recruiting members for this now?
Right now, what we are doing is just reaching out. For me,
mm-hmm.
once I speak to you and you give me one Acklands name, I start talking. And that's what we've been encouraging people to reach out to your families. Reach out, because if you can't convince your families to come, your road ahead of you can be a little difficult. So you reach out to family members, your friends, contacts, like that. And that is what is happening right now. We intend to very shortly, though, get on the social media blitz to really try to attract persons that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very shortly. We have a number of initiatives. For instance, there is an initiative that we are going to be launching in very short order. And it is called 50 for 50.
Mm-hmm.
We are celebrating 50 years as an association. So we are asking every Acklands Islander descendant to contribute $1 for each year of the association's existence, which is 50.
You sound like $50.
Yeah.
That $1 tripped me out. I got excited there. Then I see that each year. So you want to donate $50.
50 for 50. And we are saying that funds derived from that totally earmarked to getting this greenhouse power going. We're not, I mean, it isn't going to go to do anything else for the association other than getting that. Because the idea that we have for the greenhouse park is to construct 10 500 square foot greenhouses where they will, these greenhouses will be hydroponically equipped and temperature controlled so that we are able to control the yield. We no longer use tomato as an example. Ain't no more tomato season. We grow in year round. You know, a 500 square foot greenhouse for tomatoes, it is recommended that in the greenhouse setting, a tomato plant is planted 1 square foot per plant. So you get 500 plants in the greenhouse. It also gives an average yield of 30.5 pounds per plant. That's like around 15,000 some pounds of tomatoes, right?
And I see you talking about this greenhouse, right? And the trade association has determined that this is going to be their major project for now, or the initial project for now, and this is where the money is going for, right? But I want to know, if I am interested to invest in this, where can I find out where the pricing is to know, say, this is how much it costs, and to read about it, to say, okay, this is a good venture? Because you say you're asking people frugal.
Yes.
I can't be giving up my $50 and I just don't understand your project.
No, well, You will shortly see a layout for the greenhouse. The cost, as I said to you, we have grant writers right now dealing with getting everything sorted out with that, for that, right? But while we are saying that the 50 for 50 program is really funds derived from that is going to be earmarked to the greenhouse park. We want people to see, and Auckland's Islanders, as frugal as you may be, this isn't difficult math. It's easy math. You're looking at crops that will come from seed to harvest with 60 to 120 days. We ain't looking for long. Now, I've had some people say to me, what, man, Auckland so far to get those things come from Auckland to Nassau, they be spoiled by then. And I say, man, look here. Stop talking craziness. I'm looking at produce that I have in my refrigerator. I come from Chile. If they could travel from Chile to the U.S. and then to here, I'd still be good.
They just travel on jet, though, not no mailboat.
No. They travel
on boat.
That
mailboat is drive slow. That mailboat is drive slow.
Yeah, look here. Ain't no slower than the freight boat coming from Chile. Okay. But they are properly refrigerated in reefers, and they travel. And that's what, if we're going to do that, then naturally we have to invest in the proper reefers. We can't depend on the mailboat to safeguard the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. But no matter how slow the mailboat moving, maximum 28 hours from Auckland to New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
How long you think, as fast as a freight boat coming from Chile, how long you think it's take that to get?
You get me there. You know? Get me there. What does the Trade Association, Development Association, have plan to develop the schools there?
The schools? Well, we will lend our voice of advocacy to that of the parents and students there to get the government to do what, you know, is needed. See, first of all, one of the things that we are learning is you have to put your fight where you could make the change. See, in education, unless we are prepared to go open one school, mm-hmm. hire teachers and, you know, oversee that, is only so much we could do. The best we could do is be the voice of advocacy. But for economic stimulation, development, there are some things we could just go and do. We need no permission from the people. Mm-hmm. Oh, we could go ahead and we could get those things done. But there are some things that are squarely within the remit of the government.
Okay. This is Guided Radio AM. I'm talking to BJ Moss, the president of the Acklands Trade Development Association. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking Acklands. We're talking about development. We're talking about trade. We're talking about ideas. We're talking about why Acklands Islanders and their descendants need to join the Trade Association. We talk about the big ideas the Trade Association has for Acklands, right, and the development of that. And they're inviting you to come and join. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio and AM with C.A. Nuri. And of course, I have B.J. Moss with me, who's the president of Acklands Trade and Development Association. I'm just finding out that they exist, right? And that they're doing stuff and they have a history of doing stuff. I'm flipping through their gala ball, what they had. What year this was, B.J.?
2014.
In 2014, a big event. And all the who's who in the Bahamas is in this book. Right. It also highlights some of the things that they have accomplished and they're doing. And BJ saying that they revitalized. They plan to be doing some big and grand things for this year, celebrating their 50th anniversary. They're making a clarion call for Acklands Islanders to come and join them. And this again, when I'll start asking for his phone number again, so they can get in contact with him. And do you all have like monthly meetings that people can attend?
Absolutely. Fourth Thursday in every month, which is next Thursday.
Okay, so Thursday coming, next week Thursday
would be the fourth Thursday in every month. We meet at what's the church? Hillside Mission Baptist Church on Independence Highway.
Independence Highway?
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture that in my mind. Where is Independence Highway?
Here? Okay, Independence, if you're traveling west on Independence.
Okay, I see it. That's Town Center Mall, the road across from Town Center Mall. They have a name for that. I just call it the road across from Town Center Mall. Yeah, by the insurance place.
Yeah. That's Independence Highway.
I didn't know it had a name.
And then when you get to the roundabout and at East Street and Independence, yes. You go around, then that becomes East West Highway.
Really?
Yes.
They have names? Okay, that's good. That's good to know. So across from Dallas and the Mall at Hillside
Baptist Church.
Baptist Church.
Yes.
Next week, Thursday, at what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, you're going to have a meeting. Yes. Right? And you're calling who all to come?
Would that be a fourth Thursday? Hold on.
That's the last Thursday in the month. So the fourth Thursday is the last Thursday in the month.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we're calling, if your name, Hannah, Hasty, Tynes, Moss, Ferguson, and by the way, Newry.
By the way, they got asked, how did I get inside there? So the Ferguson and the Farkasons need to come?
There are some Farkasons there as well. Ferguson's, Farkasons, Delavaux, DeVoe, Annaby.
You're inviting the Emmanuels too? Because that's the Selena Point.
Oh, yeah, Selena Point, yeah.
You inviting Selena Point people to your
Acklands? Selena Point. We are one Acklands. Mm-hmm. One Acklands from Lovely Bay in the north. From Lovely Bay in the north all the way to Selena Point in the south.
So everybody. Every old settlement, even the settlement with the function now, must come to this meeting.
Yes. We want if you're from Binnacle Hill, if you're from Morant Bay, if you're from Portland.
Man, only one family in Portland. Only one family left in Portland.
No, I'm saying if you're descendant from
there. Oh, okay. Because
these places are dead.
Yes.
You know? We're inviting you to come.
So you want the Andersons to come too?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All these old Acklands name. Right? So this could be like a family reunion come this next week. Thursday.
Well, we hope so. What we want is a real family reunion on the 27th of May at Montague Beach. And then we want to invite all of those I'm encountering so many descendants of Acklands who've never been.
Never been to Acklands.
Never been. And I'm really inviting them for homecoming and regatta over the August Monday weekend. Mm-hmm. To come down, man. You can have a whale of a time.
Okay. I want to do some housekeeping because I'm running out of time. Again, for the 27th of May, you have an event. How do people get a booth?
Through the association, you know, come call. If you call me, I don't want to give this lady's number. Who's handling it?
No, I understand.
Call me at 824-1854 or 427-4056.
And you can get information about this.
And we will. I'll put you in contact with the relevant persons, and we could cause it to happen.
And you say next week, Thursday, the fourth Thursday of every month.
The fourth Thursday every month is our meeting.
Is your meeting. And the meeting's going to be on Hill.
At Hillside Baptist Church on Independence Highway.
And that could be at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
And then at this meeting, what do I anticipate? Especially this meeting coming up. What are they coming in there for?
What will happen is, you know, we have an agenda set out as to items that we believe is pertinent at the time that we need to deal with, mm-hmm. So that, you know, we don't stay forever, mm-hmm. because, you know.
Yeah, we could talk a lot.
Acklands thing, you know, we could talk. But it is going to be talking about some of the various items that we have. One, we'll be talking about the ball. We'll talk about the fair. We'll talk about this whole greenhouse park situation we're doing. We'll be talking about our 50 for 50, how that'll be going, you know, that kind of thing. So, the homecoming and regatta will be discussed at that time as well.
That's good. I'm excited about that. And what about family trees? Every Acklands Island I come across, they said, oh, I want to know my family. They're always trying to reach out. They friendly like grass. They want to reach out and join. Right? And does the association have any plans to create and have available, especially maybe online, to be a reservoir of information? Like, no, you talk about history and documentary, but documentary also on families.
Yes, you know, we are diligently in search of a historian for the association.
So the association needs a historian.
A historian to who is doing this because they love it, mm-hmm. and then who, and for that reason, they would have the time to commit to it.
I wonder if Aunt Iris won't join this group, Aunt Iris Tynes. You know, she's a historian, so we need to butter her up and say, man, come and record some of these things.
I am familiar with Iris Tynes. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I appreciate the fact that you see the wisdom of having a historian and keeping the records.
Absolutely.
Of
you know, because one of the things I can say about us in this country, Bahamians, we can be revisionist historians. We, you know, a story come out and it sound good, and we can carry it. We carry that like that's gospel. But let's look at the, you know, what are the facts? Let's get the true thing, you know?
Yeah, man. But I'm excited for you. I'm excited about the association. I'm excited about the prosperity, the prospects of what you say you need to happen and will happen in an immediate future and a long-term future. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraging Acklands Island to show up, at least call you and reach out and say, man, what can I do? How can I put my shoulder to the wheel and help? We know that the persons who remain on Acklands Island need support. They need an auxiliary force to make sure the island continues to thrive and that fewer or less people or stop this outpouring of people leaving the island and that there be a outpouring of people returning home to do commerce and to do work. So I appreciate the efforts of it and I appreciate you bringing all this documentation to show what all you have done. To show, give credence to your name and credence to that this is where my money is going. So I appreciate the documents for that. But any final words? What do you want to say to Acklands Islanders in general?
You know, I would want to say at this point, Cecil, I really, really would want to encourage every Acklands Islander and descendant to, in whatever way you can, become attached to the island of your ancestry. The Acklands Trade and Development Association, for those of us that reside here in New Providence, may be the best and easiest vehicle to do that through. So I want to invite you. I want to invite you to come and embrace this proud heritage that we as Acklands Islanders have. You know, it's not difficult for us to lose this and not pass it on to the next generation. And we don't want that. So I encourage you to become as involved as you can be.
Yeah, I have people asking for your phone number now. I'm just reading it. Healing the family members there. So it's good.
Want me to set it out there again?
Yeah, but let's put the number again. Yeah.
Yes, it's 824-1854 or 427-4056. Give them a call.
They say they can text you. They can text you, right?
They could text me, WhatsApp me on either one of those.
And just going over that, yes, that Ferguson and Farquharson is a CM family, just that someone couldn't spell. And they said, man, it sounds like it have a Q in it. And that's how that name changed in the Ferguson and Farquharson.
You know, they say that's how you separate the money from the...
for that money. Or, you know, or the white mosses and the dark mosses, all that. Or where that Simonet and Wilson, Acklands Islands, that came from. But this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I had BJ Moss here with me. We were talking at Acklands and the prospect of Acklands and exciting things, therefore, and how to help the island, how to put your shoulders to the wheel and say, man, we here. We hear you, Acklands, and we here to support you. But anyway, we're gone. You have a wonderful day.